Many years ago, in a country across the sea, there was a little boy named Peter. Now, Peter lived in a small cottage right outside the forest with his grandfather. There was a stone wall around the cottage, but during the summer this didn't matter to Peter because the gate was always open and he could run out to play with all his friends. There was Robin Redbreast. Daisy Duck. And the Maltese Cat. But when summer was past, Peter didn't often get a chance to go outside the gate, for it was then the wolves grew hungry in the forest, and sometimes one would come outside right into the meadow. Now, early one morning, when summer was just about over, Peter tiptoed down to the gate, very carefully lifted the latch, and then skipped outside. On the topmost branch of the birch tree sat Peter's dearest friend, Robin Redbreast. Hello there! Robin sang out to him, and just then, because Peter hadn't closed the gate behind him, who should come waddling out but little Daisy Duck? She went straight into the pond for a swim. Robin didn't know Daisy very well. In fact, he'd never even spoken to her except to say hello. But this morning, he decided to fly down and ask a question that had been puzzling him for days. What kind of a bird are you? Robin wanted to know. You can't fly. Daisy Duck lifted her bill proudly and asked, Well, what kind of a bird are you? You can't swim. They argued and argued about it, Daisy Duck gracefully swimming back and forth while Robin tripped up and down the bank on dry ground, trying to keep up with her. Then suddenly, Peter jumped up from where he'd been resting on the grass. The Maltese Cat was creeping slowly but certainly through the grass towards Robin.
Look out, Robin!
Cried Peter, and Robin quickly flew up to his favorite branch on the birch tree. Daisy Duck quacked angrily at the Maltese Cat from a nice safe spot in the middle of the pond. The Maltese Cat stared up at Robin. It was plain to see she'd never catch him today. If she started to climb up the tree, he'd simply fly away. Peter was just about to have a talk with the Maltese Cat, because this wasn't the first time she'd chased poor Robin, when he heard a familiar voice behind him. It was Grandpa. And he was furious. Don't you know, he said, the meadow is a dangerous place for a little boy. Suppose a wolf came out of the forest, what would you do? Without waiting for an answer, Grandpa took Peter firmly by the hand and led him inside the gate. And this time, he made sure the gate was securely locked. As soon as Grandpa was inside the cottage, Peter climbed up the stone wall and looked out into the meadow. He blinked his eyes to make sure he was seeing clearly. A long, hungry-looking wolf. Had come out of the forest. The Maltese Cat almost fell in her haste to get up the tree, and Robin fluttered about nervously. Daisy Duck was so scared she jumped right out of the pond. The wolf took one look at Daisy and went towards her. Daisy ran as fast as her little legs would carry her, but it wasn't fast enough. The wolf was getting closer and closer. Oh, he caught Daisy Duck. And in another instant, he'd swallowed her whole in one gulp. Robin stared down horrified, and even the Maltese Cat, watching from her branch of the birch tree, was plainly shocked. But the wolf wasn't satisfied. He stalked about greedily. Who would be next? Peter knew then he'd have to do something to save his friends. He ran into the house, quickly found a strong rope, and hurried back into the yard with it. Then he scrambled up the stone wall again, grabbed a branch of the birch tree that reached over the wall, and in a flash he'd climbed into the tree itself. Robin hopped over anxiously. What could Peter do to help?
I have a plan, Peter whispered to him. I want you to fly down and circle all about the wolf, but be sure he doesn't catch you.
Without waiting to hear any more, Robin flew down. He fluttered his wings noisily, flying from one side to the other. The wolf snapped angrily at Robin, just missing each time. And while the wolf was busy with Robin, Peter made a lasso of the rope, then let it down. Slowly and carefully, and he caught the wolf right by the tail. All at once, the wolf realized he was caught by the rope, and he began to jump wildly about. But the more he jumped, the tighter the rope became, because Peter had tied the other end of the rope to the birch tree. Just then, they all heard shots. Coming closer and closer, it was a band of hunters on the trail of the wolf.
You don't have to shoot anymore,
Peter called out to them. We've caught the wolf. Then he asked the hunters to help them take the wolf to the zoo. Well, of course we will, said the hunters. And then Grandpa came out. He was furious to find Peter outside the wall once more, but Peter promised he wouldn't disobey again. So all of them started for the zoo. Peter and Robin led the way, the hunters and the wolf right behind, then Grandpa, the Maltese cat, and Daisy Duck. You see, the wolf had swallowed Daisy whole, so she was still alive inside the wolf. Now, when the wolf realized he had been caught by a little boy and a bird, he'd opened his mouth wide in astonishment, and Daisy Duck had popped right out. Peter had saved all his friends from the wicked wolf.